Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. In the design pages of Monocle's July-August double issue, we ponder whether apartment blocks can forge communal bonds and help their tenants get closer to nature. With this dispatch from the Catalonian capital, here's Julia Webster Ayuso.
From her balcony on the first floor of La Borda, an apartment block in southeast Barcelona, Elena Palau enjoys spotting passers-by who stop to admire the building that she calls home. They can rarely resist snapping a picture of the striking timber facade, even if they're unaware of the exceptional story behind it. Completed in 2018, La Borda is one of the city's first co-housing projects. It was designed by and for its inhabitants with the help of La Col, a cooperative of 14 architects, five of whom are also residents here. Palau, in her 60s, swapped her big house in the countryside for one of the smallest of the building's 28 apartments. But her home extends beyond her four walls. In addition to her leafy balcony, upon which she grows spinach and tomatoes, she enjoys views of the Montjuïc Hill from the terrace on the fifth floor, where her neighbours take exercise or eat al fresco. There's a utility room and a play area for the building's 13 children, while finishing touches are being added to a kitchen and a dining room for communal meals. When Palau's daughter visits from Germany, she and her family stay in La Borda's two guest bedrooms, a few steps from the flat. Palau says she didn't like the idea of living in the city, but she fell in love with the project. Paul Massoni, one of the architects from La Col, says the idea is that your home is the whole building. Communal areas are designed to be used daily to bring people together, but facilities that could be found nearby, such as a gym, a playground, and a library, are not included. Sandra Girbis, who lives in a two-bedroom apartment with her partner, Gael Guerin, and their daughter, Lea, says she values the fact that the residents designed the building collectively. She says they built social connections even before moving in, which was a very good base for coexistence. La Borda is Spain's tallest timber building. The material helps to make it energy efficient and is known for its life-enhancing properties. La Borda is also inspired by Spanish vernacular architecture. The open central courtyard is reminiscent of the housing developments of southern Spain called corrales. And the facade is covered with the wooden Alicantina blinds that extend over the balconies, providing shade and helping the building to blend into the street. Spain's aging population is seeing the benefits of living in supportive communities. Rosa Mestres, a retired nursery teacher who lives in La Borda with her husband, Ferran Aguiló, says for them it was important to be mixed with people of different ages. She says life in common areas is fantastic because all the children know them. La Borda exemplifies what a shared desire for coexistence can bring, but the building's hidden beauty is its residents' community pride.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. And our thanks to Julia Webster Ayuso for today's episode. And you can read more in the July-August edition of Monocle magazine. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, City Lovers.